Our first presentation is by the Reverend Francis J. Pefley, who's a priest in good standing from the Diocese of Arlington. Sorry, you almost got promoted there. He's the pastor of Holy Trinity Parish. Father Pefley was born just down the road in Norristown, Pennsylvania, to William and Mary Pefley. He grew up with two sisters, Adele and Nadia. You might meet one of them later. He graduated Christendom College in Front Royal, Virginia, with a B.A. in theology. Father Pefley then attended Mount St. Mary's in Emmitsburg, where he received his M.Div. and M.A. in theology and his priestly formation for the Diocese of Arlington. He was ordained a Catholic priest on May 19, 1990, and has been assigned to St. Andrew the Apostle in Clifton, Our Lady of Angels in Woodbridge, St. Mary's in Fredericksburg, and St. Louis in Alexandria. And in June 2001, he was named administrator of the newly formed parish of Holy Trinity, where he's now pastor. And that's in Bristow, Gainesville, Virginia. In addition to his parish duties, Father Pefley is especially active with the parish young adult ministry, retreat work, Catholic apologetics and evangelization, and of course, with the Legion of Mary. He's been a member for over 23 years and now serves as the diocesan spiritual director for the Legion of Mary. For the past 8 years, he has also been a chaplain for the Knights of Columbus Councils in each parish where he served. Father Pefley's interests include juggling fire torches and machetes, golf, scuba diving, bowling, billiards, and baseball card collecting. At least that's what Father Jeffrey told me, so. Father Pefley has written numerous religious articles that have appeared in a wide variety of publications, including Homiletic and Pastoral Review, Queen Magazine, Maria Legionis, Lay Witness, and the Arlington Catholic Herald. He has also recorded over 100 audio talks on spirituality, the saints, apologetics, evangelization, and the family. And I believe some of those are available, but I'm sure he'll tell you all about that. And I have one little quote here from him. He says, "I believe that my vocation was formed in three ways, the example and inspiration which I received from my family, the spiritual and academic formation I received at Christendom College, and my involvement in the Legion of Mary." So please welcome Father Francis Pefley.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's together pray the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, it is great to be here. Let me start with a little story. There was a homeless man who went up to a convent to ask for a handout. And the nun opened the door, and he asked if they could give him a donation. And the nun smiled, pulled out a $20 bill, placed it in the homeless man's hands and said, "Praise the Lord." Well, the next day, the homeless man came back to the same convent wearing a three-piece suit, and he had a bag of money in his hand. He rang the doorbell again. The same nun answered, and she said, "Hello, were you the same man from yesterday?" The man said, "Yes, sister, this $500 is for you." Praise the Lord came in at 50-1. So I just wanted to mention that because I do want to say praise the Lord that we don't have 2 feet of snow out there. We had to reschedule, and luckily all this rain is not snow. We'd have about 5 more feet of snow if it had been cold. So my topic today is the Legion of Mary, how it can sanctify a parish. Now, the first story I told you was not a true story, but this one is. Some junior legionaries were over in Ireland, and they were doing a recruiting drive. They went to an ordination of a newly ordained priest. They figured that they would go to the cathedral, and after Mass, they would just mix with the crowd, and they would invite people to join the Legion of Mary and learn more about the Legion. A little 10-year-old junior legionary named Paul approached an elderly gentleman and said, "Excuse me, sir, I'd like to invite you to become an auxiliary member of the Legion of Mary." And the fellow said, "Why can't I become an active member?" And the 10-year-old junior legionary says, "Because you're too old." And the man said, well, my name is Frank Duff. Now, that actually occurred on Frank Duff's 80th birthday, and he got the biggest kick out of that. He always told that story. Now, again, our topic is how the Legion can sanctify a parish. It's a threefold talk. First, I want to talk about the Legion of Mary. Second, how it sanctifies the members, and then what it can do for a parish. What is the Legion of Mary? The handbook tells us it's an association of Catholics who work under the approval of the Church, under our Blessed Mother's patronage, to help the churches and Christ's work in crushing the head of the serpent. The Legion of Mary is founded September 8, 1921 in Dublin, Ireland, has since grown to just about every country of the world. But before the Legion even began, it was in prophecy. St. Louis de Montfort, in the year 1700, in the book The True Devotion, wrote, he says, the devil will try to destroy this book, The True Devotion, to tear it apart, or to keep it hidden in the darkness and silence of a coffer, and he will persecute those who read it and put it into practice. But de Montfort says, this vision encourages me, and makes me hope for great success, for a mighty legion of brave and valiant soldiers of Jesus and Mary, both men and women, that will be able to battle the devil, the world, and corrupt nature in the more than ever perilous times that are to come. So even before the Legion was founded, 200 years before, Louis de Montfort, I believe, predicted this legion of men and women that would do the Lord's work. In the writings of St. Teresa Little Flower, she also had this prophecy, this vision, where she said, there will one day be a legion of little souls, victims of merciful love, who will become as numerous as the stars of heaven and the sands on the seashore. It will be terrible to Satan. It will help the Blessed Virgin to crush his proud head completely. So St. Teresa, perhaps, had a vision or a prophecy of all of you, the Legion of Mary. And the very saintly Jesuit priest, Father Willie Doyle, who, God willing, will one day be canonized, he says, I think in this awful days of sin, the Blessed Lord wants to gather around him a legion of chosen souls who will be devoted heart and soul to him and his interests, a legion of souls who will give and who will not count the cost, whose only pain will be that they cannot do more, or give more, or suffer more for him who has done so much for them. So those are the writings of three very saintly people, Louis de Montfort, St. Therese, and the great Jesuit Father Willie Doyle. When Frank Duff was once asked what his definition of the Legion of Mary was, he said, it is Mary all over again. It is Mary's up-to-date garment of flesh, Mary's spiritual presence. I like to call it Mary's mystical body, in a sense, because that's what you are. You're Mary's hands and feet, her arms and legs, Mary's mind, Mary's heart, Mary's will, loving and serving Christ in the world today. Everything Our Lady did for Christ, the Legion tries to do for the Church. The Legion tries to mother the Church, to bring back its fallen away members, to visit the sick members of the Church, to comfort the members of the Church, to strengthen the Church. So the Legion is, I call it, Mary's spiritual presence in the world today. You know, when the statue of Louis de Montfort was unveiled in St. Peter's in the Vatican in 1948, Cardinal Tedeschini said an interesting thing. He called Louis de Montfort the announcer of all the modern manifestations of Mary, from Lourdes to Fatima, from the definition of the Immaculate Conception to the Legion of Mary. See, he called the Legion a modern manifestation of Mary. The handbook calls the Legion a local presence of Mary. So the Synodus would be a diocesan presence of Mary. The Concilium is a worldwide presence of Mary. So don't look at the Legion as just another parish organization that does good things. It is Mary's spiritual presence in the world today, the presence of Our Lady. And that's why it's vital that we have the Legion in every parish, because the Legion is a way to grow in holiness and a way to evangelize. And it brings the presence of Our Lady into a parish. They call priests father. The father is the spiritual father of his parish family. But what would a home be without a mother? So every parish needs the Legion of Mary. Every parish needs devotion to Our Lady. So it's not a single parent parish. We don't just want fathers. We want fathers and mothers. We want Our Lady to be there in every parish. The Legion has grown tremendously from that very first meeting of 15 members to now 3 million active members, 15 million auxiliary members throughout the world. Brazil has 400,000 active members. Korea, 350,000 active members. So we don't see that here in America, where we have 32,000 active members. But the Legion is the most vibrant force in the Catholic Church in the Philippines, in Korea, in many parts of South America, many parts of Africa. Now, these numbers are from 1995. These are 15-year-old statistics. But Zaire, 300,000 active members. Imagine every one of these members is doing 2 hours of apostolic work every week. Imagine the powerful force this is, how Vatican II is being implemented by these legionaries. The Philippines, 250,000 active members. Nigeria, 150,000. Angola, 100,000. Uganda, 80,000. Kenya, 40,000. Colombia, 40,000. Venezuela, 30,000. The West Indies, the Caribbean, 25,000. So we're very blessed to be really the largest lay Catholic apostolic organization in the world. Now, when the Legion first began, it was called the Association of Our Lady of Mercy, because they visited the hospital run by the Mercy Sisters. Now, pretty soon, though, the name was changed to the Legion of Mary, which I'm very happy for, because now we're called legionaries instead of mercenaries. But the Legion really is a vocation. It's a calling from God. It's a way of life. It has been for my mom and dad, who met in the Legion. My mom and dad, we married 52 years this coming September 8th, our Blessed Mother's Nativity. Now, we all know that we have a vocation. Everybody has the universal vocation to become a saint to get to heaven. And then we have our particular vocation as a priest or as a doctor, as a lawyer, as a mom, as a dad, as a wife, as a husband. But then the Legion can be a vocation within a vocation. The Legion could be a way of life, a way of holiness. My mom was asked to join the Legion when she was a young woman. She was really one of the first legionaries in the United States. My dad jokes that she belonged to the first covered wagon presidium in the Midwest. So she's been in the Legion for many years. I can't reveal that. It's a part of the seal of confession. But she's been in for a long time, well over 50 years. Emphasis on the word well. She's born in South Bend, Indiana, but she moved to Philadelphia to establish the Legion of Mary in the Philadelphia Archdiocese back in the early 50s or late 40s. And actually, before that, she was in Washington, D.C. as Bishop Sheen's secretary for about 2 years with Archbishop Sheen, who's now up for beatification. My dad was in Reading, Pennsylvania. And Father Zoll, the great Father Ignatius Zoll, he was my dad's spiritual director, and he tried for 2 years to get my dad in the Legion. You know the story. My dad refused. He said, oh, that's just an organization for women. So eventually, my dad one day went to confession to Father Zoll, and he said, Bill, for your penance, join the Legion of Mary. I say, Dad, what did the world did you confess? I mean, you've been in for 55 years of of hard labor, 55 years of penance. That's a long time. But my mom and dad met in the Legion. They met at a Curie meeting, so it pays to be an officer, okay, especially if you're looking for a spouse. In fact, there was one presidium in Cork where they had 5 Legion marriages within 2 years. It became the most popular presidium in all of Ireland. Just as a little side story, I heard that up at the gates of heaven, there were 2 gates, and over one gate it said, "Stand here, all the men who were henpecked by their wife while they were on earth." And there were 10 million men in line. And there was another sign that said, "Men, stand here if you were not henpecked by your wife while you were on earth." One little Irishman named Riley was standing there. So St. Peter goes over to him and says, "Riley, what are you doing standing here?" He says, "I'm not sure. My wife told me to stand here." So anyway, the Legion can be a great way of life for married couples. My sister Adele, who's here, met her husband Steve through the Legion. Adele's a former president of the Philadelphia Synodus, Steve an officer in the Philadelphia Synodus. I had the privilege of doing their wedding. And my sister Naisha, I did her wedding as well. She met her husband Greg through the Legion of Mary as well. And what's really unique about my mom and dad, on their honeymoon, they went to Ireland to spend time with Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion. They had breakfast with him every day on their honeymoon. And what's also unique is that Father Zoll went with them on their honeymoon. See, it's the only priest I know that ever accompanied the bride and groom on the honeymoon. And I tried to get them to take me to Germany and my other sister to take me to the Caribbean, but it just didn't work out. But it's been a way of life for both my sisters are in the Legion for well over, I guess we're coming up, this August will be 37 years in the Legion. I joined when I was 10, Adele when she was 12, Naisha when she was about 8. So they say that my mom never missed a presidium meeting. She always gave birth to us the day after the meeting so that by the following week she'd be back at her presidium meeting. I was actually named after Frank Duff. My sister Adele is named after Adele Quinn. Naisha named after Father Ignatius Zoll, the priest who did my mom and dad's wedding. I never got a chance to meet Frank Duff, even though I was named after him. I was born in March of 63, but when my parents went to Ireland in fall of 62, my mom was expecting me, so when Frank Duff gave my mom a hug, that's as close as I got to him. So I tease people that when I heard Frank Duff's voice, I leapt in my mother's womb. But that's just part of the apocryphal story. So we have to see that being in the Legion is a great honor and a great privilege. Think of the Chinese martyrs, as many as 4,000 to 40,000 members of the Legion of Mary arrested, persecuted, and most of them killed in prison for being not Catholic, being a member of the Legion of Mary. So it's a great privilege to be in the Legion of Mary. The Legion keeps us young, right? You know, Father McGrath said that. He said, if you're in the Legion, it takes 10 years off your life. You'll look 10 years younger. So isn't that a great thing? And Father McGrath, he was so old, he was on his third guardian angel. And he also said that he loved being in the Legion because he never had to know anybody's name. He would always travel around the world. "Oh, hello, brother. Hi, sister." So he said it's the best organization for priests since you don't have to remember anybody's name. Father Canon Ripley said that when you join the Legion, you get a special blessing, a special grace. Father Ripley tells a story of a soldier in World War II that was in a tank that exploded and he lost all his hair. And for years, he couldn't grow his hair. And he came to see Father Ripley. And Father Ripley said, "You know, I'll bet if you join the Legion of Mary, your hair will grow back." So the fellow joined the Legion. In 3 months, he had the most beautiful head of hair. My dad's been trying that for 50 years. It hasn't seemed to help, but there are other benefits. There are other benefits about that. So the Legion sanctifies. It sanctifies its members. The reason for the Legion is the glory of God through the sanctification of its members. The Legion is an approved system of the church. It produces holy people. We already have three members up for beatification: Frank Duff, Venerable Edel Quinn, and Alfie Lam. Alfie Lam and Frank Duff are both servants of God. Now, Frank Duff was remarkable, the greatest layman of the 20th century. As you know, Frank Duff never married. He devoted his entire life to serving God and the church. Somebody asked him why he didn't get married. He says, "Why should I make one woman miserable when I can keep a half a dozen waiting in hopeful expectation?" As you know, Frank Duff never drove a car except one time when the engine exploded. And then the rest of his life he spent bicycling around the country. When Frank Duff died, my dad asked for a relic. They sent, instead of a holy card or a prayer book, they sent him Frank Duff's stapler. You know the story. It's a great relic because every time it's a third class, it's actually a second class relic because he used it during his lifetime. But every time we use it, it punches out third class relics. So Frank Duff is, God willing, will be beatified, as well as Edel Quinn and Alfie Lam. Frank Duff once said, "The Legion makes saints and makes them by the bushel." Think of the Chinese martyrs. Think of people like Father Bradshaw, who died in Siberia, spreading the Legion of Mary. Ken and Ripley, Father McGrath. So we've been very blessed to have such wonderful saintly people produced by the Legion. How does the Legion sanctify its members? Well, the handbook. You know, next to the Bible and the Catechism, I would say the most valuable book for a lay Catholic is the Legion of Mary handbook. It's the most studied book in the Catholic Church next to the Bible. Imagine what other book is being read week after week, month after month, year after year by 3 million people every single week, every single month, every single year. It is a spiritual classic. It contains 62 references to the saints, 40 references to church documents, 60 to papal encyclicals, 173 scripture quotes. It contains so much good information about the saints, the doctrines of the church, the lay apostolate, and good solid spirituality. So the Legion sanctifies its members. Also, not only the handbook, but the Legion meeting itself. That sacred duty of going to the meeting each week, that spiritual formation, the spiritual direction that we get, being in that cenacle with our Blessed Mother, spending time with our Lord and our Lady where two or more are gathered, Christ is there as well. The meeting is such a transforming part of the legionary's life because of the prayers, the opening prayers, the rosary, the catena, the concluding prayers, the spiritual reading, the spiritual discussion, the allocutio, the study of the faith. See, the Presidium meeting is what makes members holy and closer to God. And then there's the assignments where we're sent out and we send our legionaries out to help save souls, to bring others to heaven, to do those spiritual works of mercy, to visit the sick, the imprisoned, to instruct those who need instruction, to counsel the doubtful, to comfort the sorrowful. And then the Legion sanctifies its members through the true devotion, through this wonderful teaching of St. Louis Marie de Montfort, which has produced so many saints in recent years: Maximilian Kolbe, St. Teresa Little Flower, John Paul II, Mother Teresa, Matt Talbot, Mother Angelica. So many have been influenced by the true devotion to Our Lady. In the true devotion, we allow Mary and the Holy Spirit to form us, shape us, and mold us into the image and likeness of Christ. In the true devotion, we consecrate ourselves, past, present, and future, to our Blessed Mother who gives us to Christ. Then we try to live in union with Mary and in dependence on Mary and her Son. So the Legion sanctifies its members through the true devotion, also through Praetorian membership, which encourages the active member to attend Mass every day, Mass and Communion, to say the Rosary and Legion prayers every day, and to say the Liturgy of the Hours, some form of the Divine Office every day. Praetorian membership helps sanctify the legionaries and through them the entire parish by getting people focused on the Eucharist, daily Mass and Communion, the Rosary, the Liturgy of the Hours. In fact, Father McGrath said that before the communist persecution broke out, 80 to 90% of all the active members of China were Praetorian members. And that probably gave them the grace to be able to go to prison for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And then the Legion sanctifies by teaching the doctrines of the mystical body of Christ and Mary's motherhood of souls. So then how does the Legion, which helps to sanctify its members, how does it then sanctify a parish? Well, the Legion is there for evangelization, to be a pastoral tool for the priest. We think of the great works of the Legion, door-to-door evangelization, just knocking on doors, making things happen, going out, stirring things up, visiting people. There are people that will come back to the church just because somebody knocked on their door and invited them to become Catholic. In my own parish, I'm blessed with 8 presidium. We have a junior presidium of the little kids. We have an intermediate group of the high school kids. We have a mom's presidium. We have a Spanish presidium, and then 4 other adult presidi as well. And all the senior groups, they do door-to-door evangelization, just knocking on doors. And it's been so beautiful to see. Sometimes they knock on a door, and the person on the other says, they say, you know, I'm so glad you're here. God must have sent you. Because they were just praying to come back to church. They didn't know how to do that. The legionaries were there. In some cases, entire families have come back to church, have baptized 3, 4, 5 kids in one family once they come back to the church through the door-to-door efforts of the Legion. The Legion can sanctify a parish by going out after the fallen away Catholics and just visiting and inviting them to rediscover their Catholic faith. The Legion can visit the families where couples are in invalid marriages and in a very delicate way try to befriend the couple and encourage them to talk to their priest, to call the priest to have their marriage validated, blessed in the church. One of the great works of the Legion is visiting new parishioners and welcoming them to the parish and inviting them to get involved in the Legion or in the other organizations of the parish. Many presidia do pilgrim virgin statue, where the statue of Our Lady goes from home to home and spends a week there, where the family prays together and stays together, where the family prays the rosary in the presence of the image of Our Lady. Legionaries throughout the world are doing enthronements of the Sacred Heart, which helps again to sanctify the family by the family consecrating itself to the Sacred Heart and enshrining the image of the Sacred Heart in the home. Legionaries are able to do book barrow within the parish boundaries, crowd contact, set up booths at state fairs. It's a great way to meet fallen away Catholics. See, people come to church either on Sunday or maybe they come Christmas and Easter. But what about the people that never come to church? How do we reach them? We do that through the state fairs and the county fairs and through book barrow on the street corners and crowd contact in the parks. Legionaries also visit the nursing homes, the hospitals, and the prisons, bringing God's love and the sacramentals to the people that they visit. And so many times we discover people that have not seen the priest, people that are dying, elderly people that are homebound, that haven't been to confession in 10, 20, 30, 40 years. The Legion brings the priest to the people and the people to the priest. This is God's flock, God's sheep, as he said. Jesus is the shepherd, the people are God's flock, and the legionaries are the sheepdogs, right? You're there to round up the lost sheep and bring them back into the fold. Legionaries can also sanctify a parish by setting up the book barrow or Catholic information tables before and after all the Sunday Masses and Saturday night Masses. We have this in my parish where we have all of our Legion literature as well as rosaries and other sacramentals, holy cards, guides to confession. The legionaries are there before and after all the Masses, half hour before, half an hour afterwards, visiting people, walk up to them and ask about the church. Visitors as well as parishioners will stop by for a miraculous medal or for a rosary. It's a great way to evangelize and to reach people. It's also a great way to sign up active members and auxiliary members as well. One of the great things about the Legion is it can promote the RCIA, and it can, all during the year, invite people to begin taking classes in September. We've been very blessed in my parish for the last 8 years. We've had on average about 30 to 40 people every year become Catholic. This past year, we were blessed with 60 confirmations at the Easter Vigil, 40 conversions, and 20 Catholics came back to the sacraments and got confirmed. A large number of those are because of the Legion of Mary. Door-to-door evangelization, when you have that many Presidia going door-to-door, promoting RCIA, and then doing RCIA follow-ups, those that sort of drop off, going to visit them, getting them back. And after they become Catholic, we also visit them and invite them to be part of the Legion. And that's a great thing as well. Now, we have, you know, a good number of Presidia, but in our diocese, we have the Korean parish has 25 Presidia. And every year, they average 250 converts a year at RCIA. It must last 5 hours. But that's what the Legion can do for a parish. The Legion does conversion work, conservation work, and consolation work. Conversion work is door-to-door evangelization, bringing people into the faith, inviting them to become Catholic. Conservation is conserving our Catholics, getting our lapsed Catholics to come back to the practice of the faith. Consolation is nursing home, hospital visits. But even with the nursing home, you should always see that as opportunities for conversion as well. In the last couple of years, we've had 4 people in the nursing home become Catholic by the visits of the legionaries. And we say Mass for them, I baptize them, confirm them in the nursing home. And the legionaries are doing a great job. So whether you're knocking on doors or visiting new families or doing nursing home work or prison work or hospital work, we should always be keeping in mind the importance of seeking of conversions to the Catholic Church. The Legion can also sanctify a parish by the patricians. The patricians is a monthly adult education group that the Legion sponsors and runs. We've had it now for the last 6 or 7 years at my parish. And every month, second Monday, we pick a different topic, like what Catholics believe about Mary, why go to confession to a priest, is purgatory in the Bible, different topics. You know, what about your Catholic response to the Da Vinci Code, or how to keep your kids Catholic, or what is the New Age movement? The Legion runs this, and it's for all parishioners. And they come to that, and they deepen their faith through the talk of the layperson, the discussion, the talk of the priest, and intermingling with the legionaries who run the patrician. So it is a great way to sanctify the parish. So the Legion is such a blessing for the parish, whether it be the juniors, and I would say that we've been very blessed to see the juniors growing, especially among the homeschoolers, because they really want the kids to know their faith and live the faith. We have kids from public school, kids in Catholic school, so we can get kids from either homeschool, public school, Catholic school, and get them involved in the Legion and have them go out to visit the nursing homes, the shut-ins, and to especially the older ones, the teenagers, to do more challenging work, heroic work, such as a book barrow or even going with some of the seniors on some of the other visits. So it is a wonderful thing. The Legion also can help sanctify a parish through the distributing of sacramentals. This is a great thing to do to promote holiness within the parish. The handbook says, spread abroad the reign of the sacraments and the popular devotions, and sin will melt away before you. So by distributing rosaries and teaching people how to pray the rosary, what a powerful thing that is. The Catholic literature, especially guides to confession, giving out the guides to confession. We have a welcome packet, and a door-to-door packet. If any of you would like a packet, just write down your name and address, and we'll mail you the sample packet that we give on door-to-door and what we leave with each family. And in that packet is a parish bulletin, a welcome letter from me, whether they're Catholic or not, to invite them to learn more about the Catholic faith, the RCIA schedule, the picture of the Sacred Heart was Speak, Lord, Your Servant is Listening, a little guide to confession, something about the Eucharist, and something about just explaining the Catholic faith, like Pillar of Fire, Pillar of Truth. So if any of you want that, write down your name and address, and we'll send you that as a sample, as a gift, and then you can then maybe use that as a basis for your own door-to-door work or your visits to new parishioners. See, even if somebody's not home, just by leaving that packet in that clear plastic bag underneath their doormat, so many people have come back to church because of that. When I meet people at church and they, "Oh, Father, this is my first time," I say, "Well, how'd you find us?" He says, "Oh, somebody dropped something off at our door." It's amazing how, even if they're not home, by dropping that off, that can bring them back. One piece of literature, one holy card can bring somebody back to the faith. When I teach the baptismal class, I ask all of the couples, maybe there's 10 or 15 couples at the monthly class, they say, "Well, how'd you come to having your kids baptized?" Some of them, I'd say usually about half of them, say, "Well, somebody came by my house and the Legion of Mary dropped off information, and so now we're here getting the kids baptized." So it's been a beautiful thing to see. My own parish has grown from 300 families back 8.5 years ago to 3,500 families. Now, of course, it helps because we just built a brand new church. And so before, we're meeting in the gymnasium and the auditorium of a public high school. So a lot of people don't join until you actually build the church. But ever since the beginning, one of the first things we started was the Legion. Going out, just knocking on doors, giving people invitations to the Legion. We also find that by giving out CDs, and they're very inexpensive, from the Mary Foundation, you get Scott Hahn's conversion, Father Carapi's conversion. If you order them in large quantities, get them for 50 cents each. Father Larry Richards on confession, the Mass Explained. And every time we meet a non-Catholic, we give them a Scott Hahn CD. 50 cents. Well worth it. Every time we meet a fallen away Catholic, we give him Father Carapi's conversion. He was away for 20 years. He had to say, "Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 20 years since my last confession." He was scared to death. I say, "Listen to this CD." Or the one on confession, the one on the Mass. See, these things are inexpensive when you get them in large quantities and give them out. Give them out. So God can work through the miraculous medal. He can work through the rosary, through a CD, through literature. So that's how the Legion can sanctify a parish. The Legion is a vocation. It is a way of life. It is a means of holiness through the handbook, the meeting, the assignments, the true devotion, praetorian membership. The Legion can sanctify its members, and through those legionaries, it can then sanctify a parish through evangelization, through the patricians, through the juniors, through the high school kids, by helping RCIA, by sanctifying the parish, through all these different things, enthronements, pilgrim virgin statue. It is remarkable what the Legion can do in a parish. We met a pastor once in Lisbon. He had 9 presidia, 3 Wednesday morning, 3 Wednesday afternoon, and 3 Wednesday night. He said, "Wednesday is my Legion of Mary day." And he would go and give the Allocutio in all 9 presidia. But isn't that a wonderful thought, to think he had 100 lay apostles, active apostles, each doing 2 hours of work a week? That's the value of the Legion for a priest. You know, if we have, let's say, 50 active members or 100 active members in a parish, imagine the amount of good that is being done by those members week after week, month after month, year after year. I'll just end with one little story, and that's my favorite story about the miraculous medal, since legionaries give out lots of miraculous medals. There was a lady in Baltimore, August 31st, 1989, late in the evening, it was dark. She was waiting for a bus at the bus stop. A man came up, tried to steal her pocketbook. She pulled it back. He took out a gun and shot her in the chest. The bullet hit the miraculous medal she was wearing. He ran off with the pocketbook. People came and got her, took her to Johns Hopkins Hospital. She still had the medal. The bullet had struck the metal and it stopped it from piercing her heart. So the doctor said it probably saved her life. So the moral of that, if you ever go to Baltimore, wear your miraculous medal. Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, thanks everybody.